Item 7, please.
Item 7 from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Teague Whaley-Smith to the position of Director of the Department of Administrative Services.
Chairman, Supervisors, John Zaffel from the County Executive's Office. I am pleased to introduce Mr. T. Whaley-Smith's nomination for the Department of Administrative Services Director. Mr. Whaley-Smith's extensive experience in economic development, nonprofit management development and leadership, project management, and real estate and private law make him a dynamic and uniquely qualified choice for this position. His strong communication and analytical skills continue to be an asset to Milwaukee County in his new role. Mr. Whaley-Smith has been closely involved in ongoing long-term and strategic planning projects within Department Administrative Services. His appointment to this position allows for a smooth transition in the department's leadership and ensures the continuative operation of work in that department. Mr. Whaley-Smith has an extensive and dedicated service to Milwaukee community and particularly our most underserved residents. His character and commitment can be seen through his multiple wins and nominations for the Milwaukee Area Neighborhood Development Initiative Awards, two Mayor's Design Awards, Continuum of Care Homeless Award, and a seat on the Washington Park Neighborhood Improvement District Board. He was also named one of the Business Journal's 40 Under 40 in 2013, and he was the Milwaukee Kickers Coach of the Year in 2012. He brings his service and community-oriented values to this new position, resulting in principled and hardworking leadership. County Executive Avely has every confidence that Mr. Whaley-Smith possesses the leadership skills and vision needed to help move Milwaukee County forward. County Executive would like you to move forward on his appointment for Mr. Whaley-Smith as Department of Administrative Services Director, and I'd like to hand it over to Mr. Whaley-Smith.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. So I garden, I coach youth soccer, and I only golf at charity events, and I hope that will garner your support. But I do want to thank you for considering the confirmation of this appointment. Just under 2 years ago, I came to Milwaukee County for many of the same reasons that all of you did, which is I wanted to make a difference. As many of you know, the decade before joining the county, I worked in some of Milwaukee's most challenging neighborhoods, many of the neighborhoods that you represent, contributing towards about $50 million of development and dozens of supportive housing units that were made possible by the investment of Milwaukee County. When the chance came to join the county as the Economic Development Director, I jumped at the opportunity because I saw it as an opportunity to expand on the work that I had previously done. With your partnership, we did just that in the last 2 years. Together, we have created over 2,000 construction jobs and laid the groundwork for over 2,000 more by the projects that you approved in 2014, placed nearly 800 individuals into employment through the board's Ready to Work program, produced tax base of over $40 million and laid the groundwork for over $100 million more. The construction of those buildings represent more than $35 million for DBE firms. In our own department, we have doubled our goal of DBE firms we contract for professional services when I was in economic development. We've collected nearly $14 million in land sales revenue. Through the consolidated facilities plan created and guided by the board, we were able to develop plans for the repurposing of city campus, which will bring much-needed investment back to the Avenues West neighborhood. Together, we are repurposing the CCC Huber facility for critical reentry housing. And the Couture is moving forward with plans better than ever, connecting everyone to the lakefront through increased transit connections. Together, we made this progress through our willingness to communicate with each other and learning how to argue in a sometimes heated but respectful and professional manner. We've not always seen eye to eye on process or sometimes even desired outcomes, but hopefully after working with me, you know that I work very hard and I am working to make a difference for the people that we jointly serve. I hope you also have seen that even when we don't agree on a particular direction, you can count on me providing timely information for your review and analysis. In a recent high-profile event, we filed over 300 pages of documents, and even there, it was a learning opportunity for me to be able to better communicate and summarize analysis and projects going forward. I acknowledge that there's still room for improvement on how we communicate, and you have my commitment to continue to do what I can to improve that communication. As a first step in that direction, I wanted to share with you just briefly some of what you can expect from DAS going forward should you approve this nomination. Our mission is to foster and participate in collaborations between administrative divisions with other county departments, elected officials, governments, and our private sector partners to produce efficiencies for the operation of Milwaukee County. In other words, our job is to make county operations more efficient so more funds can be spent on services throughout the county. Here are a few examples we are working on. The Consolidated Facilities Plan, which I mentioned earlier, that has been started and guided by the board, will continue to be a top priority. Pursuant to Resolution 14483, now that City Campus has been planned to be repurposed, our focus will turn on a comprehensive plan for both county grounds and the courthouse complex plan. Another key example will be efficiencies created by consolidating our nearly one dozen different work order systems into one unified system as groundwork for an eventual enterprise resource planning system that will connect not only work orders, but capital planning, asset tracking, and much more. I have decided to accept this position and ask for your confirmation because I know I can make a difference in the efficiency of county operations. Prior to joining the county, I built my career on providing nonprofit organizations with efficient process to expand their services in neighborhoods throughout the county. We did the process and facility improvements so they could focus on serving their customers. I expect my DAS position to be the same, focusing on the efficiency of county operations so that our departments can focus on the people they serve. And with that, I would ask for support in confirming me as DAS director.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Wiley Smith, you know we had a lot of difference. And what I'm going to do is give you opportunity. I want to sit down with you. Even though they said you reached out and I asked Jay, Jay said, well, no, I got a couple phone calls. I'm going to sustain because, you know, we normally do our one-on-one from this vote so I could get to know you a little bit better on your new position. And do not have your other friends who call when you came economic development give me a call. Okay, please. All right. So, Mr. Chairman, with his vote, come on, I will be abstaining.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Whaley Smith, if confirmed, what is the timeline for the replacement of the Economic Development Director?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. We are currently recruiting for that position. We have had several interviews, and hopefully we'll be able to fill that position as quickly as possible. As economic development heats up throughout the country and the state, we are in a competition for talent, just like everyone else is, and we had hoped that it would be a much quicker method to do that and have that person already in place, but we are going to need a little bit more time to fill that position. But we are currently doing interviews for that position.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You know, I was going to have a difficult vote today, and Mr. Tigway Smith did ask if he could meet with me, and I have agreed. So I, too, am going to abstain from voting today until I've had that meeting. Let me just make a couple comments. And perhaps we could ask Corp Counsel. I mean, DAS, I believe, is the most important appointment. It's a statutory appointment, and I believe is the highest administrative job in county government. Teague Whaley Smith, no doubt. I mean, my own words when he came in as Economic Development Director was that he had, and I'm quoting myself, a knock-your-socks-off resume. And I still do believe that. However, I think one thing in his resume that's lacking is experience working within governmental bodies. And in governmental bodies, and I'm seeing a lot of folks through appointments, and just the last appointment is a very good example of that, who have tremendous business experience. And I'm not criticizing business, don't get me wrong, but government is not business. Government is a separate entity and provides services to people, often those who are extremely in need. And government has layers. You have the executive branch, you have the legislative branch. And I am concerned that we are starting to see a real trend towards politicizing of some of these administrative positions. And I'm very concerned about that because when you start to politicize these positions, the legislative branch, who doesn't have an extensive staff, in fact, we've lost significant staff, has a need for good impartial information. And I am not convinced that the appointment before us gets it. And I can give a few examples. The public trust litigation, the director was very much involved in that, you know, late midnight creation of a statute and budget, which then later came back for a hearing, knowing full well that this county board was looking for clear title litigation. And we've had a very ugly process going forward, and lo and behold, it's now exactly where it is in court because they could never get title insurance. And then to have board members dare criticize what went on because we might be causing the county a hard time in getting title insurance, and it's our fault, and even a suggestion of litigation, tortious litigation on interference with title. That is just crossing the line. We had a prior DAS director come down here mic'd up trying to get information for litigation against an elected official and didn't get it. Didn't get it why that was not a good thing to do. I am trying to be as impartial in terms of personalities as I can. I like this person very much. I respect the knowledge he has, but he hasn't gotten that he works in government. And this legislative branch relies on impartial information. And I want to give some good examples, because I think we have some. Brian Dranzik in transportation gets it and tries to stay out of the political fray as much as possible. And believe me, the political fray is not pleasant. I get that we have a lot of supervisors who feel passionate about their district, as do I. And I expect that I'm going to be in a ring fighting with them from time to time. But I don't want to see DAS or any of the other administration in the ring with them. I don't want to see that. And sometimes I think it happens. Farley maybe is a good example of that. I'll stay away from this personality. Dargo got it on O'Donnell. He stayed out of that discussion. I give him credit for that. He didn't need to be part of it. The board will establish what the policy is on that. Fudge gets it on budget. I was pretty hard on Fudge during budget. But I'm willing to say that he remained respectful. He remained totally approachable in terms of, I need some more information. When I got the information, and Mayo, you can have your own opinion on this, but this is Jersey's opinion.
Jersey, I did not. Leave me alone. Okay. Me and him have a communication. Just keep going.
Okay. Well, Fudge is a good example.
Supervisor.
Joe Czarnecki. Hold on. Let me finish. Joe Czarnecki's a good example. He can be put in a real tough spot when he has to go through board meetings. Mansky's a great example. Hare's a great example.
You're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
But they get it. They get it. You know what? Administration needs to stay out of the political fray. And, I could point to a lot of issues where we get into it. I'm going to give Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith an opportunity to talk to me, because we've had some major discourse problems. And I want to be convinced that he gets it. Could I really ask Corp Counsel to come up and talk about what the DAS position is from a statutory point of view and the importance of this appointment? Could I ask for that at least?
Mr. Bergeron is approaching. Did you hear the question? I don't know if you were expecting it. Or
Was not expecting, but, I'm always glad to have an opinion. Chairman and supervisors, the DAS position is one of the five that's outlined in the statute specifically as a department head within the administration. It is within the administration. It's appointed by the executive and confirmed by the subject confirmation by the county board. So there are no other specific qualifications or restrictions listed for that position any more than there are for the other four, which are personnel, HR, health and human services, parks and transportation. The executive appoints a person that he feels is sufficiently qualified or she feels is sufficiently qualified to garner confirmation by the county board, and that's all the statute says. Those people are part of the administration, so they are part of the body that's charged with executing and administering policy of the county.
Mr. Chairman, is it or is it not the top job in county government?
Well, I think, you know, in practical terms, it probably is underneath the executive's umbrella. But there's nothing in the statute that specifically makes it that way other than identifying it as one of the five jobs that's specifically called out in the statute. So.
And the fact that we have county board approval of this position, at least to me, suggests that that person has responsibility to give good information, do they not?
Well, they're, you know, every county official, every county administrator, I think, has that duty. Certainly, that's one of the qualifications that I think, A, the executive would look for in nominating such a person, and B, the board would look for in confirming such a person. But I think everybody that comes and sits at this table, I think, is expecting and tries to give good information.
And I'm not going to talk about the candidate, but there are some people within the administration who are disrespectful of the fact that I sit here representing 53,000 people. They think they get to have some argument with me when I ask for something. And perfect example, yesterday I asked specifically to meet with the new airport director and the chief of staff in the county exec's office, you know, totally ignoring the fact that a representative for the cities that surround that airport said, well, any supervisor can request a meeting. Instead of, absolutely, we respect the fact that you surround the airport, we're going to make sure you meet with them. You know, that's the difference. And I keep asking them to be respectful. I'm going to try to do the right thing with regard to working with people, but there's a problem with the administration sometimes, and maybe it's because we had a fight through Act 14. I'm not making this about Act 14, and, you know, not to hurt your feelings, I think Mr. Bargren is trying to walk that fine line, because we had Corp Counsel who got that wrong, but the current administration, I think, is at least trying to do that. I'm trying to be respectful with the opinions they give us. We've got this pension thing coming up later, which is going to be a nasty one, and I better well be able to rely on what the opinions are going to be on that. So, in a long way, because this is such an important appointment, and because I've been asked to meet with Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith, I'm going to defer judgment for today and abstain, and I hope the committee can respect that I'm not ducking my responsibility. I have some real concerns, but I was asked specifically by Mr. Teague-Whaley-Smith to meet with him today, and I will do that, and I hope I get some different answers. Thank you.
Very good. Just for everyone's information, so the item, presuming we make a recommendation today, that the item will be in front of the board and must be acted upon this cycle. Otherwise, it's an automatic confirmation. So if you wish to be heard, we must take action on that. Supervisor Smith.
Yes, well, I appreciate that, and I will make the motion to approve this nomination. Based upon my work so far with Mr. Whaley-Smith, I have found that the complexities in the county grounds that many people are familiar with, he hit the ground running. I was very impressed with the background work he did in conversations with different parties on the county grounds and some supervisors. And you know, let's face it, let's be honest, we didn't get enough. It is about Act 14. It is about the politics of the county executive that has colored everything that comes in front of us and taints, I think, the department heads and people who come, because we've had a running battle, and we want to try not to keep it personal, but everything the county executive has basically done with the legislature has given him more power and given us less power. I have expressed concern when the county exec was in front of the new committee about the checks and balances. I'm a kind of a purist in these areas. I don't think it's a good trend. So it's all about it. And you know, there's been political appointments before, and you know, a couple times the board has not okayed the appointments because I think of the politics of it. And you know, I'm afraid that you and others are part of this political stuff because, you know, there's some real tensions. And there's always going to be, you know, you don't have to agree all the time. And, you know, there's some natural clash between the executive. We're not supposed to agree on everything all the time anyway. So I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, we did not get a good start. We're not getting a good start in personnel and et cetera, et cetera. We all know the game here. So you are thrust in the political light whether you like it or not. I mean, everything is politics. Give me a break, okay? You can't avert it. So when we make these judgments, and I've had a chance to talk to you on several occasions. We talked last night, and because I called, and I know you've been calling people, and I've met with you personally. I guess I'd like you just to speak to the craw that we all have, and that is that, you know, department heads can kind of choose. We're supposed to kind of go through the county executive instead of, you know, really, you know, getting after department heads, you know. But here's the thing, and this is the craw, and this is the basis of what Supervisor Jurczyk and all of us talk about, is, I mean, we get blamed no matter what happens. I mean, the rubber hits the road here. We make the final decisions. We make policy. So we're dependent upon, and we've lost a lot of power. We've lost research help. So, you know, I'm upset about some of these things, too, okay? But we're going to get along. We're going to do all right. But we need help from people like yourself, okay? And that is somehow you have to breach the thing. Yes, you represent the county executive. And most times we go, okay, I mean, if you have the credentials, I believe you have the work ethic. You know, I know you can do the job, okay? But, you know, it's what do we trust? And you don't have to give us all the department heads don't, you know, we're in a different situation or Act 14. But who makes the final decisions again here on everything? And maybe you can look at some previous things that have happened. Have we gotten everything we should have? You know, we get accused and we got raked over the legislature because, you know, we micromanage. Well, when we didn't micromanage, we got our asses kicked big time, okay? And now we're coming to a point again where, you know, what is all the information here? I think, be damned with Act 14 or not, is that you kind of have an obligation to try to get every ounce of information that we need, you know, in respect of the whole democratic process, the constituents we represent. Maybe we're not going to be on the same page with the county executive, but you know what? It's much easier to say no on these things with lack of information. If I don't know things, we're going to vote no. Maybe I should vote no more, okay? But somehow I trust that, you know, and maybe you can speak to this a little bit, okay, that you're going to be a person of integrity that is going to say, yeah, you get that information to people. I'm going to give you everything you really need. You know, you put yourself in our position. Not an easy position to be in. I'm not saying yours is either, okay? But darn it, whether we agree or not, whether we like the counties or not, or some things that have happened, we have to move forward. We have to do things that are going to be obviously in the best interest of all our constituents. But we need some help because we've lost a lot of informational sources. We've lost institutional knowledge. A couple of people, my colleague mentioned, you know, they've moved up. They were good aides to the board, and now they're in the administration. And we've lost a couple of other people. And our budget is not growing anymore. We lost $4 million this last budget. You're welcome, taxpayers. Okay? So we need, and these important decisions coming up, maybe we've learned a little bit from what's happened last couple of months, too. Both sides. So, you know, I know I'm kind of off on my own tangent here a little bit. You're kind of the brunt of it. But I did move approval, and I'd like to have some comments on my ranting a little bit.
Do you have a specific question?
I asked him a question. He knows the question I asked. Okay. Don't you?
Yes. And Chairman and Supervisors, I had it all worked out in an email last night, and you know, I just didn't hit send. No, I think there is a I think there are some incredible models of how to do exactly what you're talking about. And I think that I have certainly learned from those models, and I hope that you have seen responsiveness models. And I would specifically focus in on the Consolidated Facilities Plan. You know, that was an effort that got started prior to me being here. You know, was pushed by the board. There were reports ordered that set a direction for the facilities. It's very much a process that we buy into, and we've taken that, and hopefully in my time here, you've seen that absolutely accelerate and accelerate in a way that has involved the board. You look at the city campus transaction and the community event that was held, you know, even with a supervisor not in place there and supervisors coming out to that event. You look at us working with Supervisor Bowen on the CCC and the Huber facility. I think, are really healthy examples about how we work together, where you have full information, we're on the same page. And I'm certainly looking for more opportunities in there. But even within that process, we have, you know, conflicts that we still need to work out. You know, Research Park is moving forward, there's two conflicting reports. You know, one report from the facilities planning process that says, it's a bad building, get rid of it, and then other reports that are coming out from our partner, Milwaukee County Research Park, well, you know, maybe we do want to make a go of it. And so I think it's important when we hit those bumps that we do have honest communication, share those reports. I think what has been a learning lesson for me over the last 2 years, and which I will certainly work on, is that sometimes there is an appearance that we have a final goal, and that we're trying to get to that goal no matter what. And that's not what our analysis is. Our analysis is, what is the problem? You know, how do we fix this problem? And we get to an end result. And one of the feedback that has been shared with many of the supervisors is sometimes when I get to that final result, I turn into advocacy mode, and I don't take a time out and say, well, you know, here's the last year and a half worth of analysis. And that's going to take all of us to work on that. So I certainly understand the feedback, and we'll work on that, and at the same time figure out a way to, these projects are my life for a year and a half, and I know every detail, and so I know what's on every one of those 300 pages, and you guys have, that's one of, 100 topics that you're working on. So I think what we should do is take the best models that we've looked at. I think the CFP process is a great model for that, and look for those opportunities, because we can really accelerate things very quickly for the benefit of the county when we are on the same page like that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is nothing I would like to meet with him, but the bottom line is I have no problem about his integrity, so people understand that. I just want to make sure I meet with him and get my issues out. I think what all my colleagues are saying is trust. It's the bottom line when it comes down to trust. I don't trust the county as that, but his department heads, that when they give me, I have to trust them when they give me their word and say this is the right information. It's about trust. Can I trust him in that department? And that's what I want to talk to him about. And come on, people. It is all about trust. It's not, and respect, but it really boils down to trust.
Thank you. Any other comments? Supervisor House?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Whaley Smith and I have worked together in a couple projects. And it's been an interesting, they've all been interesting processes. It's been interesting to work with you as the Economic Development Director. You touched a little bit on, but I'd like to hear more about what you see as the difference between, you can differentiate between being the ECD Director, the DAS Director. Now with ECD, you're trying to turn some of our genuine surplus properties into not surplus properties, get them off of our hands and shoulders. DAS Director, you're going to be the head of the bureaucracy, the head of the beast. They're different things, very different things, I think. I'm not an administrator, but I see that as an insider, nonetheless. I know how sometimes it can be very frustrating to work with this body. I know it feels when your frustration surfaces and splashes when it takes over all of us, I think. You're going to be the head of a several thousand employee body here. of the administration of it. Differentiate between being the economic development director, we have this great vision and oversight, we're going to take this great heap of concrete and steel and do turn it into something really cool, with running this show.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. I think the best way to answer that is that the growth that you've seen in the Economic Development Department over the last 2 years took a lot of administrative changes. So there were some administrative changes, again, that was through the CFP process that we've talked about, which essentially moved in the real estate department, the McCandless division, under a division called Economic Development. There was a position of Economic Development Director in prior administrations, but this was the first time it was a department. And so when I got into that department, there were some major reforms that needed to be made, just basic blocking and tackling of good management. The first one was setting performance goals for all employees and tracking those to the actual performance goals that now the Economic Development Department gets on a quarterly basis. And so it's very important to set those benchmarks, make sure everybody, you know, goes into those benchmarks and accomplishes that. If you recall, we did a lot of organizational structure change as well with your support through the JEQ process for the Economic Development Department and getting positions approved, because previously we had very fractured positions. We had an Economic Development Coordinator, and then we had a real estate agent. So there were not one person, one consistent face for transactions that could take it through planning, through incorporation. One of the things that Don Tyler did when he was here, and one of his directives, was to build bench strength. And I think that you will see that he brought in some very good managers so that we could have some consistency. And it's largely why I wanted to step into this position, so that we have consistency on the consolidated facilities planning and other processes that are going forward. And taking that over, there are some major divisions that still need attention the way we gave that attention to economic development, setting performance measures, making sure performance goals are in place, accountability is in place, and the directors and managers are in place. And so those are no surprise, our facilities and IMSD. And so some of the work that we did in economic development, which is a much smaller department, to restructure that to hit these incredible benchmarks, we need to have that same sort of focus on those two departments.
And so that would be one of your missions as the desk director then?
Very much so. Some of our departments are doing fantastic. In IMSD and facilities, we have very hardworking people that are doing a lot of good work, but not in a systematic way. And so Lori Pinella has been fantastic stepping into that position and addressing those issues immediately. And we are currently in search and interviewing for a facilities director to bring someone in with that same sort of vision to figure out the right way to provide these services countywide, so that we can work harder and smarter, and not just harder.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate that. That was a fantastic response and very information dense, but I understood it. I appreciate that. Also, you get bonus points for not using the word efficiency, which seemed to be your favorite buzzword in your introductory statement. Every department head, major department heads, of course, are appointed by the executive. And as has been noted, the department heads color and shape the direction of the departments and of the county as a whole. There have, I think, most of the people that are current department heads that are in this room with us, I think they're doing a great job. That includes you, Mr. Whaley Smith, as the ECD director. And nonetheless, there's been this coloring of the administration's actions, much of it, I think, from the top down, that did include a witch hunt for bodies on this board, the price of which still needs to be explored at some point. As a result of that, Mr. Chairman, I too would like to have a discussion with Mr. Whaley Smith next week, if we can, before the board meeting. He'd be very busy, I think, talking to us, but I think it'll be worth it. This time, Mr. Chairman, I too wish to abstain. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Supervisor West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will not be abstaining.
Thank you.
But I will not be voting in favor of this confirmation either. And it's not directed personally at Teague Whaley Smith. I sat on economic and community development for many moons on this county board, and I had a lot of interaction with him. I was actually very excited when he was selected to be the director of economic and community development. I felt like he was the perfect guy for the job. And I was excited because I had a good working relationship with him. As I came this morning, I heard Supervisor Jurczyk, and I think that Supervisor Jurczyk is being very generous in sitting down and talking and formulating her vote from that discussion, because I'm formulating my vote based on the interaction that I've seen between Mr. Whaley Smith and Supervisor Jurczyk's committee and this county board. I feel like I've been duped, not just by this appointment, but by many other appointments. And to be quite honest, and I know that some of my colleagues have heard me say this on numerous occasions, if we were to vote on department heads today, I'm not really sure who I would vote for. Because I have a job to do here, as Supervisor Jurczyk stated so eloquently. Each one of us represent 53,000 people. The only thing that I ever ask for my constituents is that they get respected. And unfortunately, I don't feel at this point that there are very many directors working for Milwaukee County who actually do respect my constituents and really are thinking about my constituents when they make the decisions that they make. And that's, unfortunately, what brings me to the vote that I'm going to take here this morning. I wish that I could say that sitting down with some of these candidates or with Mr. Whaley Smith was going to make a difference, that there was something that he could say. But honest to goodness, I've heard it all before. I have heard it all before. You know, department heads come in from other, you know, from other states, and they're great until they get confirmed. And then once they're confirmed, it's a whole different ball game. And I'm tired of it. I frankly am. We have a job to do. The directors have a job to do. And as we discussed yesterday in Health and Human Needs, if any of these directors could come forward and tell me a time when this county board, when they came to this county board and said, I need this in order to get my job done, in order to serve your constituents, and heard us say no, I would full well understand why we have so much difficulty in communication and finding things out. I found out about the airport director when Supervisor Jurczyk forwarded us an article that had already been published from Dayton, Ohio. Why are we finding out information about something that's going on in our county via Dayton, Ohio newspapers? Why should Supervisor Jurczyk have to be doing a Google search to find out what's going on with that? Why? Because this relationship has been fractured. Why are we sitting here arguing about whether or not we might have to confirm, or will we confirm, or won't we confirm the airport director? I voted for the airport director twice since I've been here. Why now does it all of a sudden not matter if the county board votes to confirm or not confirm? Because the relationship has been fractured. So unfortunately, that fracturing of this relationship is why I'll be taking the vote that I'll be taking today. So I will be voting, and unfortunately, it won't be the way that I'm sure that some people would like, and I apologize to Mr. Whaley Smith that I feel this way. But again, that's the way I feel, and it's not by any means is it just, you know, is it just him? There's a lot of repair that needs to be done with a lot of directors on this county board. And, you know, I just can't in good conscience, you know, vote in another person that's going to sit at the table and say all the right things until they get into that position and then sit here and find ways to work around us. It's never ever happened to me in my history on this county board. This is the worst relationships that I have had with directors, that the directors have had with this county board. even when we had, you know, even when Scott Walker was here, we had almost daily communication sometimes with the directors. And the director of the specific committee that I oversee, you know, they've gone to Madison to find ways to take things off my docket so that we are not seeing issues that are important to the people that I serve. And, you know, and again, so in good conscience, I just can't sign up to do that again. And I do apologize to Mr. Teague, you know, to Teague, because, again, I was very excited when he got here. I really felt like he was the right person for that job, and it just, you know, the politics did get in the way, and that's very unfortunate because I think he's a, you know, he's a good candidate, and I just can't, you know, I just can't. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just wanted to say in my time since I've been on this board, Mr. Whaley Smith has only been very helpful to me. When I request information from him, he gets right back to me, sometimes more than I actually want, but he's been very helpful. And even in my other roles on the board before I being elected, when I would request information of him, he would set up meetings with me and give me the information I requested of him. It's only been helpful. And trying to keep the politics out of the whole matter, like I said, Mr. Whaley's only been very informative to me. Some people may like him, some people may dislike him, but in my dealings with him, before and after being elected to this board, he's only been helpful. So that's what I have to go off of. So I will be voting for his approval. Thank you.
I think we've had everybody. I can only say that I was. We have a long history, and I had to be careful when the former Director Tyler called me to ask whether I thought she'd make a good economic development director. I was sort of afraid to answer honestly. I thought I might persuade him not to hire you, given our history. But unfortunately, I sort of wish you were staying in economic development because I think you are uniquely qualified to do the work that we need done there. Obviously, it will still fall under your jurisdiction. But at the same time, I appreciate your background and your integrity, and I wouldn't vote to hold you back professionally. I will say, you know, it's an appointment for 14 months, so we're in a unique situation that you'll be evaluated soon. So, again, but I will vote to
On that, the motion is for confirmation. The motion was made by Supervisor Smith.
Yes.
On the motion.
Supervisors Haas.
Abstain.
Mayo.
Abstain.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
No.
Weddle.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
4 ayes, 1 no.
Whoa.
You can call Jurcik.
Supervisor Jurcik.
I'm sorry, Jurcik.
Abstain.
I wrote it down first.
So we need to call you.
She knew how you wrote.
Votes have been changed.
I have 4 ayes, 1 no, and 3 abstentions. The motion that item number 7 be recommended for confirmation prevails.
Very good. Thank you. That will go to the board next Thursday.